This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Some more data now. The U.S. Census Bureau released numbers on median income. More on that in a minute. What you need to know is that it stayed the same. A lot of people had hoped those numbers would increase as we come out of a recession, but they haven't, which is not great news for the middle class. But if you talk to some economists, they'd say there is no economic rule that America has to have the kind of middle class it had in the past. From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Noelle King reports.
Median is a statistical term. If you make the median income, half the population earns more than you do and half earns less. You're in the middle of the middle. Because of all those middles, sometimes we equate median earners with middle class. But middle class isn't statistical. It's an idea. Gordon Green is a partner at Centaur Research, a data consulting firm.
There's no commonly accepted definition of the middle class. There are different things that have been proposed, but we haven't really settled on one yet.
But a lot of ordinary people feel like they know what it means to be middle class. You're not wealthy, but you're not poor. You can afford a home. You're comfortable. For decades, the American economy created lots of those middle-class jobs. But MIT economist Darren Acemoglu says a lot of the jobs being created these days aren't getting people into the middle class.
We have an economy that does not produce as many semi-skilled occupations of the sort that we saw in the 50s and the 60s. Instead, we have many more service occupations and many more lower pay occupations.
Look, no one wants to go back to the 50s. And even if, say, middle-class manufacturing jobs have gone away, other middle-class jobs will replace them, right? It's not like the American middle class can vanish.
There is no economic law that such a middle class has to exist, or it will always be populated by millions of people.
Wait, let me make sure I heard that right.
There is no economic law that such a middle class has to exist.
Okay, so what would America look like without a traditional, comfortable middle class?
Well, I think it's very difficult to do science fiction about economics.
For an economist, it probably is. Maybe this is a job for a science fiction writer who works with dark ideas.
There's a kind of a joke amongst young adult authors that we have to kill off all the parents in our books.
That's Jennifer Albin, author of The Cruel Trilogy, young adult dystopian novels. When I asked her to write me a version of America where all the middle class jobs have gone away, Jennifer started thinking about her daughter, Sydney, who is three. She imagines Sydney 25 years in the future.
2038. The car was packed tighter than a sardine can. Sydney fought her way into a wall of people not bothering to sit.
In a world where people fight for work.
She dreaded seeing the elderly on their way to another job or a different grandchild's couch. Their appearance always sparked a volatile mix of emotions. There was disgust. Disgust with the elderly for taking a job from someone like her who needed it so badly.
There's no retirement in Jennifer's version of the future. No one can afford it. The elite have walled themselves off, but ordinary people crowd into cities looking for work. They live six to an apartment. They sleep in shifts.
Last shift hadn't made the bed, but she was too tired to care. Sydney shifted onto her side, away from the light, and tried to turn off the thoughts competing for her attention. She wanted to sleep before the water came back on, before it was time to get back to her first job.
Back in the real world, MIT's Darren Acemoglu may not do science fiction, but he can envision one way to help rebuild the middle class. What if all the people catering to the uber wealthy made better, maybe even middle class, wages?
Think about it this way. Today, if you think of gardening, that's a relatively low pay occupation. But gardening can morph into landscaping that pays much higher wages than currently gardening does.
Of course, there's no guarantee that will happen. Just as there's no guarantee that the middle class will always be the middle class as we know it. I'm Noelle King for Marketplace.
Whether your income's at the median or far from it, try out our new Income Upshot game at marketplace.org. You put in your income, it'll tell you how people who make what you make live, work, and play. Are you more likely to drive a Dodge Dart or a Mercedes? Do you tend to sip suds or Chardonnay? And yes, are you a dog person or a cat person? The game is called Income Upshot, and it's at marketplace.org.